Blog Talk Radio.
Rev Talk.
Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room, where abode both Peter and James and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes.
From the upper room of Zion, what they be on? Distinguishing the light seekers from the peons. Rise, say it on us, lay upon us, knowledge that is eons. Old has it been told since the days of old, and I sit and watching the story unfold. Yeshua gave us the code, gave us the name, Ketamawi Hala Selassie, the first will reign. The open of the book of the seven seals. It's time for the gathering. It's the latter and no, not the Vatican. Christ in his kingly character, we own that again. I'ma keep speaking the scriptures until I'm out of wind. Built on the true foundation, there's no shaking. There's no need of you hating, stop hesitating. How many of you have been waiting? In the upper room, we meeting in the upper room of Zion.
These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary the mother of Jesus and with his brethren. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room. They went up into an upper room. Upper room. Upper room. Upper room.
The upper room. The upper room. The upper room.
In the Christian tradition, based on Acts 1:13, the upper room was said to be the site of the Last Supper, i.e., the cenacle. But it was not the upper room found in Mark 14:15 and Luke 22:12 is the site of the Last Supper. However, the upper room in Zion, Acts 1:13, located on Mount Zion in the city of David, was the usual place where the apostles of Adonai Barupu stayed in Jerusalem. And according to the Rastafari Encyclopedia, based upon Acts 2:42, as it is written, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and breaking of bread and in prayers. It was thus the first church of the Nazarene, our black master and savior, Jesus Christ, and said by many to be the first Christian church, Christian church, Christian church, Christian
yes,
church.
Yes, yes, give thanks. Haber, Shalano, Rastafari, Had, right there. Upper room of Zion here for the Rastafari podcast, here the Thursday podcast, the Zion podcast, the upper room of Zion podcast. We have today's daily psalm, Psalm 9. It's interesting, a couple of days ago, according to the royal order, we had Psalm 10. And as we pointed out, Psalm 10 is in the ancient manuscripts is connected with Psalm 9. So Psalm 9 and 10, kind of like one psalm. So here, according to royal order, today's daily psalm is Psalm 9. So we're going to pick up on Psalm 9. We have the evening psalm coming forward, forward, forward. Yes, I, the evening psalm, Psalm 81.
Here. The upper room. The upper room.
Psalm 81.
Mizmor pe alef lamnatzeh al hagittit le'asaf, 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 le'asaf.
Sing aloud unto God our strength, our strength.
Uzzenu, 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 uzzenu. Harninu l'Elohim uzzenu, 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 uzzenu.
Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob, God of Jacob, God of Jacob.
L'Elohei Yaakov, l'Elohei Yaakov, l'Elohei Yaakov. Hari'u l'Elohei Yaakov, l'Elohei Yaakov, l'Elohei Yaakov, l'Elohei Yaakov, l'Elohei Yaakov, l'Elohei Yaakov, l'Elohei Yaakov.
Take a psalm and bring hither the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the psaltery. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon, in the time appointed on our solemn feast day. For this was a statute for Israel and a law of the God of Jacob. This he ordained in Joseph for a testimony when he went out through the land of Egypt, where I heard a language that I understood not.
I removed his shoulder from the burden. His hands were delivered from the pots. Thou calledst in trouble, and I delivered thee. I answered thee in the secret place of thunder. I proved thee at the waters of Meribah. Selah. Hear, O my people, and I will testify unto thee. O Israel, if thou wilt hearken unto me. There shall no strange god be in thee, neither shalt thou worship any strange god. I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. But my people would not hearken to my voice, and Israel would none of me. So I gave them up unto their own heart's lust, and they walked in their own counsels. Oh, that my people had hearkened unto me, and Israel had walked in my ways! I should soon have subdued their enemies, and turned my hand against their adversaries. The haters of the Lord should have submitted themselves unto him. But their time should have endured forever. He should have fed them also with the finest of the wheat, and with honey out of the rock should I have satisfied,
When we hear the evening psalm appointed for the fifth day, the fifth day of the Shavuot, the fifth day of the seven, the fifth day of the strong, a.k.a. fifth day of the week, we have Psalm 81. And Psalm 81 is seen in the Hebrew, Le Hitorer Yisrael. Psalm for the day, day five, wake up, wake up, wake up. Wake up, Israel. Hear, hear. In the Hebrew, don't know the reader's name. Like to get the reader's name right here, here, here. But it's a good, good ear. Give ear right here. Yes, sir.
Hebrew, boy, everything takes time.
Boker Yom Hamishi. It is the fifth day of the week. And we do have a Tehillim that is recited in the fifth day of the week, found in chapter 81. And again, it will be recited also in Hebrew. Let's begin. Ramnazeha al Hagetit La Asaf Haninu Lelohim Uze Haru Lelohe Yaakov Su Zimra Utnetof Kino Naim Evnavel Tiku Bahoresh Shofa Bakese Layom Hage Ki Ho La Yisrael Hu Mishpot Lelohe Yaakov Edu Bihosef Sam Bazit Alweet Mizraim Sofat Lo Yadati Eshma Hasiroti Misavel Shikim Kape Midud Tavona Badzara Karata Vahalze Im Basita Raam Echam Alme Mviva Sela Shema Ame Veeda Ba Yisrael Im Tishmale Lo Yiye V El Za Vilo Tishtahave Leel Neha Anoke Yahava Elohe Hamaal Me'eret Mizraim Hahefpe Va'amale Veloshama Ame Lakole Bi'Yisrael Lo Avale Va'ashache Bishwerut Leba Yaku Bimboazote Lu Ame Shomea Li Yisrael Birwake Yahaleko Kimat Oeve Aknea Val, Zoe, Ashiv, Yadi, Mazane, Yahava, Yakahashulo, Vihe, Ita, Lolam, Vaya Akile, Mihalev, Chita, Umizur, Devash, Asbeye.
Mehito Rer Yisrael, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, Jacob, wake up, Yisrael, yes I.
Tomorrow you're buried in a casket. yes, yes, yes. Classic, yes, yes, yes. Classic BMW, Bob Marley and the Wailers right there live to Santa Barbara. Wake up and live to the, bringing out the theme of the evening, Psalm, Psalm 81, La Hitorer Yisrael, and here, here, here. Ross, Faith, Simon right here. I and I co-labor right here with Wake Up, Wake Up, Wake Up, Jake Up.
Well, Emmanuel Moussaï, yeah, that's a fire. So we tell you, see that Jacob will wake up, because we're stepping out of Babylon. You see me? Wake up, Jacob. Tell them, say, wake up. We a cup. Me open my mouth, you speak out your words. Me just a tool, you do the work. You bless me every time when them try to curse. In everything, better put Jack first. Standing on the rock of salvation. Choose and write me shield and butler. Now go get the heart of thunder. Half a righteousness me hunger. Tell me who rule the thunder. Many are called, but chosen are few. Trying to disappoint when the Father call you. You me chatting with the Lion of Judah. Break every chain and a righteous recruiter. Favorite by the heavens, I'm a favorite number 7. From wickedness me flee, now me spiritually free. Heal the man with the key, yo. Wake up, Jacob. Tell them, say, wake up, Jacob. Tell them, say, seed of Jacob. Wake up, Jacob. Tell them, say, wake up, Jacob, yo. Sabbath day we fi keep, vegetable we fi eat, we fi study, we fi see, Jah the shepherd with the sheep. Now I'm bold to no beast, put the wicked on the feet. Get up, stand up, set yourself right in the Almighty sight. Why the wicked tremble when the lightning strike? Pull up our intellect because Rasta no fight. Only spiritual war, whether near, whether far. With the bowl and the bone, with the strength and the power from above. Living the script of the Father, a judge. Yeah, we stepping out of Babylon, wings like a dove. Sleep, I must awaken, now you feel the heat, you bacon. No weapon farm shall prosper against this ancient Naya Bingi. Tempties Rasta, we no imposter, no Iscariata. Holy faith to the gate, no waste out your days. A Jah, a the judge by your hands in repair. When the saints them gathered, oh what a day. Yo, wake up, Jacob. Tell them, say, wake up, Jacob. Tell them, say, wake up, Jacob. Wake up, wake up. Why the wicked rage and the people imagine a vain thing? Judgment better than ever, cause the wicked getting their back as life, them no treasure. Oh, what a day, what a time when the Son of Man shall arise. Judgment set, all books open, execute the judgment, no time for joking. Obediency, seek the water from the fountain, rooted and grounded, just set I apart. Cannot be founded. Worldwide crisis. They don't know who crisis. The body is the church and not the building. The falling state of heart and mind. Babylon never right. Time to pay the price. Rise against the Father. Can't cry peace. All the evil get deleted. Yo, wake up, Jacob. Tell them, say, wake up, Jacob. Tell them, say, seed of Jacob, wake up, Jacob, wake up. Come and say, Jacob, wake up, wake up, unite or die.
Yes, yes, yes. Give thanks, Ross Simon. Ross Faith Simon right there. Wake up, wake up, wake up, Jacob. I and I co-laborer, B-I and I co-laborer. Yes,
So this is what kind of cause I think, because some people, you know, some Rasta man is more like, some Rasta don't see the work, in a sense of do the work. I personally believe that I must help and do the work. Some man believes that why all of you just left everything to God. No, I don't believe in like that to you.
And neither do I. So here's I and I co-laborers doing the work. That was Ross Simon, Ross Faith Simon there. Wake up Jacob here, Emerald Music, INC. Yes, I will wake up Jacob, Ross Sahar Ahad. The works.
Every day is a struggle, man, I'm just trying to cope. This is the only way to survive here is pushing dope. If there's another way out, man, I gotta know. Instead of lying 6 feet deep or playing dominoes in the jail cell, just denied bail. Looking around me and it seems to be hell. I got mad dreams, but it ain't looking well. I'm just trying to excel, trying to propel. My situation too perplex, I'm trying to inhale survival. I heard they say it was important for survival. Even got a couple that turned from friends to rivals. Let me get the sword, not the rifle. Even though they spiteful, I should just let me fall back. Now I'm speaking righteous. I'm speaking to the generation right behind us. I'm trying to wake up all the sons of Jacob.
Wake up.
Etymology of the words of the scripture. The Holy Spirit came to me and revealed the scripture. Yahushua sent them, now I'm with them. That's how I got wisdom of the system of the belly of the beast. Princes come out of the east. The deadly wound was healed on the head of the beast. Yeah. What is my situation in these days of revelation? I'm not gonna sit by and let the evil do control my nation. Take a little bit of time to find out all about our compensation. Take a little bit of time to find out all about our reparations. Take a little bit of time to find out all about our Hebrew nation. No, I'm not gonna sit by patiently. It's up our restoration. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Don't stand up in the way of the sinners.
Wake up.
But still half the story has never been told until now. Right here, here, here. That was Emerald Music, INC, Wake Up Jacob. Yes, I and I co-laborers here. Halle Jesus, Spirit Government. Here, the URZ on the Upper Room of Zion, Africa. Wake up.
The restoration of Jacob. That shall build the up for God in our vision. Our rises as God to Zion and worship. Oh Lord, let the people Israel's remit. From England, Jamaica, America, Africa, her captives. Come weeping with supplication to Exabia for freedom. Jah is our father because we are Israel's firstborn. Hear the word of the Lord, our nation. Jah has scattered Israel and gathered them like a shepherd. The Lord has redeemed Jacob from a hand that is stronger.
when I took custom. After instructing, they were confounded. I read no more. In Ethiopia, I'm happier than before.
Yes, Ross Holly, yes, who's right there with Wake Up, Wake Up, Wake Up. Yes, I, for the restoration of Jacob.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children?
And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room. They went up into an upper room.
URG, upper room of Zion. Here we have Juju Marley with Awake. Yes, I, for once you wake up, then you are awake. Be awake.
Awake, we've got to awake. them alone. If you stand up, Jude, tell me now, would you go back? The game was set to lose. Got to play to win me, Jack. Lust of life is greed. It's churning poverty. Open up your eyes and you will see. 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 Open up your eyes and you will see.
Is no joke thing. And a 1, 2, 3 ABC, A diggle diggle, the cat and the figure same thing. And about weed, I tell stew are wearing ice gold and green. You have to know his words and works to overstand why he's supreme. Mount Zion is real, unlike heaven in your dreams. The road is narrow and long. You have to be prepared to fight on the battlefield. In our old cast, Selassie I army, no retreat. You know, see it. Some affolic lightning in the Rasta house. Cause some king of flex like back and belly rat. And some princess of flex like Minnie Mouse. I don't know what them are promote. What is either them clean up them ass or continue chance out? No skin teeth, no joke. Me said the way I'm serious, all the chalice have to go out. Judgment has spread like lava from coast to coast. Some man make one bag of money, sit down with one bag of man a champagne toast. Pan them on a black weather, them a boss. The 12 tribe man tell me say some chicken him a go roast. How can sure me think I did healthy lifestyle Rasta promote? Still, food at the least. The lava bubble for the one just signed contract and lease with the beast. You think of that? My past Isle Selassie High School were there. My embarrassed. Look how much Rasta there about ya. I never watched the building job flat. And for things the Isle Selassie forward way from Ethiopia and lay the first block. Some realize that them only full of chat. Come and grow locks and I get pay for ack. And Babylon give them a ride for their money, get them funny. Yeah, but really and truly, how far has the Rasta movement progressed since its foundation? How long have you earned the same song and still no action? We could be self-reliant if we were serious about the mission. With the vast wealth that is generated within the Rasta organization. Some chant unity and love, but they have a single-minded meditation. Their plan is to pull you into the belly of corruption. Reggae music, idol stew, still a party pan this same Rasta bandwagon. Lion a drink Red Bull and Dragon. What that man? Concerning the Bubba man. The thing is that I listen as to no deal with no form of segregation. So don't confuse me nation. One in a tree and a tree in a one. Without no apology, Marcus and Emmanuel is not a part of that combination. You mean for tell me say after Haile Selassie clear the path and set the foundation, una still about a Queen Elizabeth for repatriation, una burn her every day and still look for 7 miles of black styliner for steel pan, is him and schism still on a way upon Haile King Selassie I like his a milk and honey thing. Africa wastes its creators, which simply means we have great, great works to put in. Haile Selassie, Kushum!
Wise, flush, perfect, blessed, Moriah.
Yeah, me I say now. You know the boss this man, I tell you say life are the greatest. Yeah.
Yes. Mike. Yeah. So just after the sister right there.
Perfect. Blessed. Moriah.
Yes. Hata. So here we're gonna segue to today's daily psalm, Psalm 9, according to the royal order, more fire there. And here we have Popcon with Words of Wisdom, the part two here, Abundant Life, the chance rides up today's daily psalm, Psalm 9. Also here, as for the season, Psalm 37 and Psalm 35. So here, segueing right here on the Upper Room of Zion podcast right here, today's daily psalm and some companion psalms. Popcon, rise up, right here.
Yeah, may I say no. You know the boss this man, I tell you, say life are the greatest. Yeah, no care much time them fight, them can't win, you know, them always fail. Cut and clear all demon and devil, give thanks for the most high for the up. Rising in the morning, beside me empress. Give thanks for life and the blessing, we give you on the earth. Protect us from danger. These plagues and pestilence of these times. You know, my name is Andre Hugh Sutherland, aka Popcorn, the annual boss, the 76 God. That is it. Anyway, to the chief musician, I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will show forth thy marvelous works. I will be glad and rejoice in thee. I will sing praise to thy name, O thou most high. When mine enemies are turned back, they shall fall and perish at thy presence. For thou hast maintained my right and my cause. Yo, God, you're a devil every time here. Thou hast rebuked the heathen. Thou hast destroyed the wicked. Thou hast put out their name forever and ever. O thou enemy, destructions are come to a perpetual end. And thou hast destroyed cities, their memorial is perished with them. But the Lord shall endure forever. He hath prepared his throne for judgment. And he shall judge the world in righteousness. He shall minister judgment to the people in uprightness. The Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed. A refuge in times of trouble, and they that know thy name will put their trust in thee. For thou, O Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek thee. Sing praises to the Lord, which dwelleth in Zion. Declare among the people his doings. When he maketh inquisition for blood, he remembereth them. He forgetteth not the cry of the humble. Have mercy upon me, O Lord. Consider my trouble, which I suffer of them that hate me. Thou that liftest up me from the gates of death, that I may show forth all thy praises in the gates of the daughter of Zion. I will rejoice in thy salvation. The heathen are sunk down in the pit that they made. In the net which they hid is their own foot taken. The Lord is known by the judgment which he executed. The wicked is snared in the work of his own hands. Igayan, Selah. The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all nations that forget God. For the needy shall not always be forgotten. The expectations of the poor shall not be perished forever. Arise, O Lord, let not man prevail. Let the heathen be judged in thy sight. Put them in fear, O Lord. Fret not thyself because of evildoers. Neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass. Why? And wither as green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land. And verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord. And he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him. And he shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, as thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who is prosperous in his ways, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any ways to do evil. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall be, yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. The wicked plotteth against the just, and gasheth upon him with his teeth. The Lord shall laugh at them, for he see that day is coming. The wicked have drawn out the sword, and have bent their bow, to cast down the poor and needy, and to slay such as be of upright conversation. Their word shall enter into their own heart, and their bow shall be broken. A little that a righteous man hath is better than the riches of many wicked. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholdeth the righteous. The Lord knoweth the days of upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. They shall not be ashamed in the evil time, and in days of famine they shall be satisfied. But the wicked shall perish, and the enemies of the Lord shall be the fat of the lamb. They shall consume into smoke, shall they consume away. The wicked borrow and pay not again, but the righteous showeth mercy and giveth. For such as bless of him shall inherit the earth, and they that be cursed of him shall be cut off. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hands. I have been young, and now I am old. Yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed beginning to bread. Is ever mercy merciful, and landeth, and his own seed is blessed. Depart from evil and do good, and dwell forevermore. For the Lord loveth judgment. Forsake not his saints, they are preserved forever. But the seed of the wicked shall be cut off. The righteous shall inherit the land and dwell therein forever. The mouth of the righteous speaketh wisdom, and his tongue talketh of judgment. The law of his God is in his heart, none of his steps shall slide. The wicked watcheth the righteous and seeketh to slay him. The Lord will not leave him in his hands, nor condemn him when he is judged. Wait on the Lord and keep his way, and he shall exalt thee to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, they shall see it. I have seen the wicked in great power and spreading himself like a green bay tree. Yet he passed away, and lo, he was not. Yea, I sought him, but he could not be found. Mark the perfect man and be wholly upright, for the end of that man is peace. But the transgressors shall be destroyed together. The end of the wicked shall be cut off, but the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in a time of trouble. And the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them because they are trusting him. Plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against those that fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckler and stand up for mine help. Draw out also the spear and stop the way against them that persecute me. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. Let them be confounded and put to shame that seek after my soul. Let them be turned back and brought to confusion that devise my heart. Let them be as a chaff before the wind, and let the angel of the Lord chase them. Let their way be dark and slippery, and let the angel of the Lord persecute them. For without cause they have hid for me their net in a pit, which without cause they have digged for my soul. Let destruction come upon him at unawares, and let his net that he hath hid catch himself. Into that very destruction let him fall, and my soul shall be joyful in the Lord. It shall rejoice in his salvation. All my bones shall say, Lord, who is like unto thee, which deliver the poor from him that is too strong for him. Yea, poor and the needy from him that spoilt him. False witness they rise up. They laid to my charge things I knew not. They rewarded me evil for good, for the spoiling of my soul. But as for me, they were sick. My clothing was sackcloth. I humble my soul with fasting and prayer returning to my own bosom. I behave myself as though he had been my friend or brother. I praise God heavenly as one that mourneth for his mother. But in mine adversity, they rejoice and gather themselves together. Yea, the objects gather themselves together against me, and I knew it not. They did tear me and not cease. With hypocritical mockers in feast, they gash upon me with their teeth. Lord, how long will thou look on? Rescue my soul from destruction, my darling from the lions. I will give thee thanks in the great congregation. I will praise thee among much people. Let not them be or mine enemies wrongfully rejoice over me. Neither let them wink with the eye that hate me without a cause. For they speak not peace, but they devise deceitful matters against them that are quiet in the land. Yea, they open their mouth wide against me and said, ha, oh, I have seen it.
Here is today's daily psalm.
Boom again, Shalom Chaparim. Here we have today's daily psalm. We have psalm time according to the royal order of Ethiopian Hebrews, after the order of Melchizedek, the righteous king, even the king of kings, Kedemal, Haile Selassie, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem.
Some people still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know, bring Christ to them, and the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
מזמור תת למנצח על מות לבן מזמור לדוד מזמור לדוד מזמור לדוד מזמור לדוד מזמור
I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will show forth all thy marvelous works. I will be glad and rejoice in thee. I will sing praise to thy name, O thou most high. When mine enemies are turned back, they shall fall and perish at thy presence. For thou hast maintained my right and my cause. Thou sattest in the throne, judging right. Thou hast rebuked the heathen. Thou hast destroyed the wicked. Thou hast put out their name forever and ever. O thou enemy, destructions are come to a perpetual end, and thou hast destroyed cities. Their memorial is perished with them. But the Lord shall endure forever. He hath prepared his throne for judgment, and he shall judge the world in righteousness. He shall minister judgment to the people in uprightness. The Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble. And they that know thy name will put their trust in thee. for thou, Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek thee. Sing praises to the Lord which dwelleth in Zion. Declare among the people his doings. When he maketh inquisition for blood, he remembereth them. He forgetteth not the cry of the humble. Have mercy upon me, O Lord. Consider my trouble which I suffer of them that hate me. Thou that liftest me up from the gates of death, that I may show forth all thy praise in the gates of the daughter of Zion. I will rejoice in thy salvation. The heathen are sunk down in the pit that they made. In the net which they hid is their own foot taken. The Lord is known by the judgment which he executed. The wicked is snared in the work of his own hands. Beguiled. The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God. For the needy shall not always be forgotten. The expectation of the poor shall not perish forever. Arise, O Lord, let not man prevail. Let the heathen be judged in thy sight. Put them in fear, O Lord, that the nations may know themselves to be but men. Selah. Selah. Selah.
Yes, yes, yes. Today's Daily Psalm. Today's Daily Psalm, as we mentioned before, it is actually a double psalm. It's a double psalm from the ancient, but it's been split in the later Bibles, and we have His Majesty's Bible as a witness and some of the ancient manuscripts also to witness right here, here, here. Let's first of all share this overview again from Psalm 9, connecting the numbering. On the theme of the numbering of the Psalms. Let's bring up the audio, the clip right here, the audible. Here we go on the numbering, and then we'll write up the Royal Amharic after this. Yes, I, verse by verse.
Psalms 9 and 10 is where the Psalms, like in the Amharic, and even the native speaker, Abraham Chebudah, he oftentimes will say like two numbers. If you listen carefully and you hear the native speaker, you know, Abraham Chebudah that we play, you know, within the, you know, that we give ear to hear, it's usually two numbers. And we point that out not to get into all the complexities of it. It's a basic thing, but it's somewhat getting used to, you know, that some of the Psalms were numbered like one number over. And then we also have, you know, Psalm 151. But not going all the way to the 151 now, just looking at today's daily psalm. Today's daily psalm, the 10th psalm. Now, it's interesting, in this time and this season that we have right here, with the beginning of the Orit Zelewawian, Ethiopically speaking, the Torah of the Levites, you could say, the Orit Zelewawian, also called Vayikra or Vayikra, and he called out, or Tarito, Hebraically speaking, the handbook of the priests. And some of the other, we could say, Yehudi and Jews, also in this Torah portion, they add the Psalm 50, you know, with this Torah portion. So for the Torah portion, I would propose for ones and ones, you know, just to get a pretty interesting medley. It's a good medley looking at Psalm 50, you know, and we see, well, what are the contents, you know, what's the contents of Psalm 50 and how it relates to this Torah portion, but especially today's daily psalm. I'm going to zoom in on today's psalm, the 10th psalm. Many of the Hebrew manuscripts, also the ancient Greek versions, as well as, you know, we call the LXX, so many of the Hebrew manuscripts and many of the ancient Greek versions, also the Metzhav Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals, the Authorized, Revised, and Amharic Bible, we have Psalm 9 and
Psalm
10.
Psalm 9 and 10.
When we say combined, they're not so much one psalm, but there's a notation that's given us in the Royal Amharic that shows the ancient numbering. Right, of the Psalms. And this is where, after Psalm 9 and 10, we get a little almost like a step of numbering, right? Where, for example, you know, I think when we get to Psalm, was it 11? It's actually Psalm 10 in the ancient numbering, and that's how the Amharic Bible is numbered. And some unfamiliar with that may imagine, let me get right here, the Mezmor Dawit. We have this Mezmor Dawit. I think we have this in a reprint right here. It's just this section of His Majesty's Bible, the Amharic, that is printed out just as a kind of a quick reference. So here in Psalm 9 is 9. Now, Psalm 10, when we look at Psalm 9, we get up to verse 20, and then at verse 21, before we get to verse 21, it has the kinf list in parentheses, Mezmor Aser be'Evrayist. Mezmor Aser, like Psalm 10, be'Evrayist in Hebrew. Psalm 10 in Hebrew. And then you can see, when you look at the Metzav Kedush, you can see the numbering. So the main numbering continues the numbering from Psalm 9, which shows what many of the better introductions to Psalm 10 would give you. You know, even in the Word software, they acknowledge that many of the Hebrew MSS manuscripts in the ancient Greek version, Septuagint, the LXX, combined Psalm 9 and 10 into a single psalm. So also we would have this in the Sefer Tehillim, where there's a reference to see the introduction to Psalm IX, right? See the introduction to the Tate, you know, the ninth psalm, Mizmor Tate, right? Now, the main difference, it said, today's daily psalm, seeing the prayer of the oppressed or downpressed, the main difference is in the status of men who are the cause of innocent suffering. In the ninth psalm, we have them as being the godless or the jahless nations who were Yisrael's Israel, the man who sees the true good, the true God's neighbors. Here, in today's daily psalm, Psalm 10, or Mizmor Yod, in the Hebrew, Hebraically, or Mezmor, as we have right here in the Metzav Kedush, Mezmor Aser be'Evrayist in the Hebrew, right, the 10th psalm in the Hebrew. Here we have godless or jahless persons within the body of Yisrael, who are downpressing, not up, they're not pushing them up, pushing them down, downpressing their weaker brethren or their weaker brethren and sister, in other words. So it's interesting in that it is a prayer of the downpressed, but in Psalm 9, we had the jahless or the heathen like nations, right, being Yisrael, Jah people's neighbors and downpressing them, right? And we can also apply this with the Israel, Ethiopia, Israel within the covenant sense. But here we're speaking about the jahless persons in the body. We can say like even in the church, so to speak, right? Even the church of the firstborn, right, who are downpressing their weaker idren or brothers and sisters, in other words. So the other one is like enemies foreign. And this psalm here more speaks to enemies domestic. Now, when we get to the 11th psalm, right, what is in the English is known as the 11th psalm, in the Metzhav Kedush, the Mezmor Dawit of Garmawi Karmawi Hanselasi, in the Book of the Seven Seals, the HSV, we call the Hanselasi version, Authorized, Revised, Amharic Bible, Psalm 11, you notice it's put in the parentheses, but it says Mezmor Aser, Psalm 10, Bekenfuist Aseraan, and in parentheses 11. And it goes on, it goes on and on and on like that until we get to Psalm, I think 147, yeah, 147, 147. Yeah, 147, until we really get to 147, right, around 147, 148. Then we get to see, actually, yeah, 146, 147. That's where the psalm, again, resumes. So it's like from 1 to 9 is 1 to 9. And then after, what is it, 146, 147 around there, like 147, 148, then it, for the last, you know, we say couple psalms, it basically resumes the order. So that is not just in the Metzav Kedush of His Majesty, the Book of the Seven Seals, or His Majesty's Bible, but it's reflecting the more ancient tradition. So this is a particular note on today's daily psalm as far as the numbering, just in case, and not just in case, but as one in grace, study, and learn, you'll find that, and some get a little bit, you know, thrown off because of those numbering differences right there, but it is basically explainable as what we have already just said right there. But now, taken in isolation, looking at today's daily psalm according to the royal order, right, and here after the order, right, we have Psalm 10 as a petition. Psalm 10 is a petition or an ask, Right? You call like an ask. Abetuta, abetuta, a sha'al in the Hebrew, abetuta, an ask for help, in which the psalmist and I urges, right? We're urging Jah, we're urging Adonai, Adonai, to deliver I, to deliver from one's dangerous enemies. So Jehovah has been asked for deliverance. So here the psalmist urges Adonai to deliver him from his dangerous enemies, who he describes in vivid and also quite terrifying detail. Right? Now the psalmist, he concludes with confidence, right? With that confidence, as we had even according to the royal order and the psalms, the Mezmor Dawit, the Davidic worship, even in the previous psalm, also a prayer, a hymn, a chant, an intonation of confidence. I think it was Psalm 27. So the psalmist here in today's daily psalm, Psalm 10, concludes with confidence. Confidence in the victory of good over evil, being certain that Jah's justice will prevail. Just getting a basic overview right here to today's daily psalm, as well as a noting to the connection of Psalm 9 and 10, and also the ancient numbering that is attested to by the, you know, we say the ancient, the better Hebrew manuscripts, as well as the ancient Septuagint, or the Koine, the common Greek, the LXX, and also by the Ethiopic, you know, Metzhav Kedus, the Ge'ez, and also the royal Amharic, the Metzhav Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals of the Conquering Lion Tribe, Judah, Root of David, of Karmawi, Karmawi, Haile Selassie. So make I and I ride up.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me? O children of Israel, children of Israel, saith the Lord.
Legashun, Agarashu, Memeleth, Memelegashun, Zengashme, Ethiopia Menosh. You know? But I want the next verse with Amalek. But we want the next verse with Amalek.
Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible.
So right here, you're here. Coming forward, we're going to join Psalm 9 and 10 in the Royal Amharic, but go through verse by verse. Psalm 9 from the King of Kings Bible, the Authorized Revised Amharic Bible, the Book of the Seven Seals. We also have the Parallel Bible available. One can get a copy of that with the Amharic and the KJV side by side, and, you know, get into the study. So here, let's drive.
Some people still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know, bring Christ to them. And the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
Psalm 9 and 10, Psalm 9 against the nations, and Psalm 10 against the enemies within the body of Jah people. Okay, here's Psalm 9 and 10.
Mazmur ዘጠኝ ለመዘምራን አለቃ በሙትላቤን የዳዊት መዝሙር አቤቱ በልቤ ሁሉ አመሰግናለሁ ታምራትህንም ሁሉ እነግራለሁ ባንተ ደስ ይለኛል ሐሴትንም አደርጋለሁ ልዑል ሆይ ለስምህ እዘምራለሁ ጠላቶቼ ወደ ኋላ በተመለሱ ጊዜ ይሰናከላሉ ከፊትህም ይጠፋሉ ፍርዴንና በቀሌን አድርገህልኛልና ጽድቅን እየፈረድክ በዙፋንህ ላይ ተቀመጥ አሕዛብን ገሠጽ ዝንጎችን አጠፋ ስማቸውንም ለዘላለም ደመሰ ጠላቶች በጦር ለዘላለም ጠፉ ከተሞቻቸውንም አፈረሱ ዝክራቸውም በአንድነት ጠፋ እግዚአብሔር ግን ለዘላለም ይኖራል ዙፋኑንም ለመፍረድ አዘጋጀ እርሱም ዓለምን በጽድቅ ይፈርዳል አሕዛብንም በቅንነት ይዳኛቸው እግዚአብሔርም ለድሆች መጠጊያ ሆናቸው እርሱም በመከራቸው ጊዜ ረዳታቸው ስምህን የሚያውቁ ሁሉ ባንተ ይታመናሉ አቤቱ የሚሹህን አትተዋቸውምና በጽዮን ለሚኖር ለእግዚአብሔር ዘምሩ በአሕዛብም መካከል አደራረጉን ንገሩ
ደማቸውን የሚመራመር እርሱ አስቧልና የድሆችንም ጩኸት አረሳምና አቤቱ እዘንልኝ ጠላቶችም የሚያመጡብኝን መከራ እይ ከሞት ደጆች ከፍ ከፍ የምታደርገኝ ምስጋናውን ሁሉ እናገር ዘንድ በጽዮን ልጆች በደጆቿ በማዳንህ ደስ ይለኛል። አሕዛብ በሰሩት ጉድጓድ ወደቁ፣ በዚያችም በሸሸጓት ወጥመድ እግራቸው ተጠመደ። እግዚአብሔር ፍርድን በማድረግ የታወቀ ነው፣ ኃጢአተኛውም በእጁ ሥራ ተጠመደ። ኃጢአተኞች ወደ ሲኦል ይመለሳሉ፣ እግዚአብሔርን የሚረሱ አሕዛብም ሁሉ። ድሃ ለዘላለም አይረሳም፣ የችግረኞችም ተስፋቸው ለዘላለም አይጠፋ። አቤቱ ተነስ፣ ሰውም አይበርታ፣ አሕዛብም በፊትህ ይፈረድባቸው። አቤቱ ፍርሃትን በላያቸው ጫንባቸው፣ አሕዛብ ሰዎች እንደሆኑ ይወቁ። በቅንፍ መዝሙር 10 በዕብራይስጥ። አቤቱ ለምን ርቀህ ቆምህ? በመከራም ጊዜ ለምን ትሰወራለህ? በኀጢአተኛ ትዕቢት ድሃ ይናደዳል፣ ባሰቡት ተንኰላቸው ተጠመዱ። ኀጢአተኛ በነፍሱ ፈቃድ ይወደሳልና ዓመፀኛም ይባርካል። ኀጢአተኛ እግዚአብሔርን አበሳጨው፣ እንደ ቁጣውም ብዛት አይመራመረውም። በእርሱ ፊት እግዚአብሔር የለም፣ መንገዱ ሁሉ የረከሰ ነው፣ ፍርድህም በፊቱ የፈረሰ ነው። ጠላቶችንም ሁሉ ይገዛቸዋል። በልቡ ይላል ለልጅ ልጅ አልታወክም፣ ክፉም አያገኘኝም። አፉ መርገምንና ሽንገላን ተንኰልን የተሞላ ከምላሱ በታች ጉዳትና መከራ ነው። በመንደሮች መሸመቂያ ይቀመጣል፣ ንጹሐንን በስውር ይገድል ዘንድ ዐይኖቹም ወደ ድሃ ይመለከታል። እንደ አንበሳ በችፍግ ዱር በስውር ይሸምቃል፣ ድሃውን ለመንጠቅ ያደርጋል። ድሃውን ይነጥቀዋል፣ ባሽክላውም ይስበዋል። ድሃ ይዋረዳል፣ ይጎብጣል፣ በኃያላኑም እጅ ይወድቃል። በልቡም ይላል እግዚአብሔር ረስቶኛል፣ ፈጽሞም እንዳያየኝ ፊቱን ሰወረ። አቤቱ አምላክ ሆይ ተነስ፣ እጅህም ከፍ ከፍ ትበል። ድሆችን አትርሳ። ኀጢአተኛ ስለምን እግዚአብሔርን አስቆጣው? በልቡ አይመራመረኝም ይላልና። አየኸው፣ አንተ ክፋትንና ቁጣን ትመለከታለህና። በእጅህ ፍዳውን ለመስጠት ድሃ ራሱን ላንተ ይተዋል፣ ለድሃ አደግም ረዳቱ አንተ ነው። የኀጢአተኛንና የክፉን ክንድ ስበር፣ የኀጢአቱንም ብድራት ክፈል፣ ሌላ እስከማይገኝ ድረስ። እግዚአብሔር ለዘላለም ይነግሣል፣ አሕዛብ ከምድሩ ይጠፋል። እግዚአብሔር የድሆችን ምኞት ሰማ፣ ጆሮውም የልባቸውን ሐሳብ አደመጠ። ፍርዱ ለድሃ አደግና ለችግረኛ ይደረግ ዘንድ ሰዎች በምድር ላይ አፋቸውን ከፍ ከፍ ማድረግ እንዳይደግሙ። Thank you.
stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and stammering lips and stammering lips and stammering lips to this blaspheme, to this blaspheme, to this blaspheme, to this blaspheme. For with stammering lips and another tongue, and another tongue to this blaspheme, to this blaspheme. Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breasts. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people, to whom he said, This is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing.
Bring forth the Bible. 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 Bring forth the Bible.
Shalom to Enayist Eling. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order, the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Melchizedek, Malchizedek, Zedek. Shalom to Enayist Eling. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order, the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Melchizedek, Malchizedek, the righteous king. Karmawi, Karmawi, Haile Selassie, Ag Adosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, bless the Holy One, blessed be He, blessed be the name. Yes, I, bless, bless. Yes, yes. So here we have today's daily psalm. And just a couple of highlights right here. It's a song of thanksgiving. A song of thanksgiving. Here in the Sefer Tehillim is known as the Tate, according to the Hebrew Aleph Beit, is the Tate, is the ninth. So here the ninth Psalm IX, a song of thanksgiving. In some of the Hebrew manuscripts and in the ancient, we could say the Greek, the LXX, and the Latin versions, and also in the Metzaf Kedus of Negusa Negeza, Ethiopia, Garmawi, Karmawi, Haile Selassie, in the Book of the Seven Seals, as we compare and contrast the HSV, Haile Selassie version, side by side of the KJV, these two psalms are joined. And also to share the native speaker and reader, Abraham Chebuda, also bringing forward Psalm 9, he also attaches Psalm 10, because in some of the Hebrew manuscripts, like and ancient manuscripts from the ancient Greek and the Latin versions, IX, Psalm 9, and X, Psalm 10, are joined into one and joined as one Mizmor. So here we have Mizmor Tait, here we have Mizmor Zetain, but also Mezmor Aser, you know, 10 is connected in the ancient. Now, the same current of thought, it runs through both. Dependence upon Ha-Elohim, the true good, the true God, Egziavihar, the sustainer of the good, the generous, open-handed, our Father, for escape from evil machinations, mechanizations and machination, the evil machines. Also, a trace of an alphabetical acrostic in the Aleph Beit in the Psalms is discernible in the verses of the two Psalms, although several letters are omitted. Now, there's a resemblance in the phraseology of the two Psalms, Psalm 9 and Psalm 10, likewise is noticeable. Nevertheless, modern opinion point of view is, quote, it seems better to regard Psalm 10 as a later mezmor, chant, intonation, vocal praise composed as an appendix or as a continuation, attenuation of the earlier under different conditions, rather than as part of a mezmor or psalm from which from the beginning was one whole. So instead of looking at it that it was from the beginning as one whole psalm, some better perspective of it, which some of us might share and agree, is that Psalm 10 was composed later, as we just brought forward. Now, this is an agreement with the Judaic tradition, and we also see, according to the Royal Order of Ethiopian Hebrews, our Judeo-Christian tradition and groundation in the Metzaf Kedus, Book of the Seven Seals of His Majesty, that, yes, this is an agreement with the Judaic, Jewish, and the Lion of the Tribe of Judah trod tradition, which divides the compositions into two separate psalms, but also links in the Metzaf Kedus, the Mezmor Dawit, links that these psalms are connected. Here, we have a hymn in Mizmor 8, Psalm 9, Mezmor Zetang, we have a hymn of praise for victory over national enemies. And the historical background may be that which is narrated in 2 Samuel. In 2 Samuel VIII, 2 Samuel chapter 8, to get the historical context to this Psalm of David, Mizmor Le David. Now, also very interesting, we have here is the superscription that we have in today's daily psalm. Just to focus here, you know, on a couple of these basic foundations, we have the superscription, La Menatzeach al Mut Ladein, Mizmor Le David, for the leader, the chief musician, upon Mut Ladein, al Mut Ladein, al Mut Ladein, Mut Ladein, death to the son. Death of the Son. This is a superscription of today's daily psalm, Psalm 9, which is also themed as a psalm of praise. A psalm of praise. Now, the Schofield Study Bible, Habarim, yes, I am, Machaber Tenyoch. Let's go right here to Psalm 9, and the footer here, we have a little footer here, says Mut, or Muth, as they have it pointed, Muth Labain, Mut Labain. Death of the Son. So Hebraically, we can talk about death of the Son or death to the Son, is not a musical instrument, but the title of the psalm. And they say that it's possibly connected with 2 Samuel. Here we have 2 Samuel chapter 12 and 20. 2 Samuel, so take note. 2 Samuel chapter 12 and 20 in the First Schofield Study Bible notes. So just to point that out right there, it's in the footer right there for the disciples of the King of Kings Christ. So here, Mut Labain, death to the Son. There's an old Judaic commentator that explained that David, some say, composed this pian, this kind of like a Hebrew psalm composition on the death of a neighboring ruler named Labain, who, according to some commentators and commentaries, had downpressed Yisrael. But there's no record of him in the Bible, in Torah, right, history. So by analogy, it is most likely a direction to the leader of the orchestra, Le Mezamaran Aleka, the musical director, the musical leader, the chief musician, indicating the name of a song whose melody was to accompany the psalm, the Mizmor. It's almost like in a session or a chant hall, or they say dance hall, you know, roots and righteous, you know, where you say to the selector, you know, upon such and such a rhythm, you know, upon this rhythm, you know, to the chief musician upon such and such, or to the, you know, the band, you know, to play a certain rhythm, you know, for a certain tune or a certain type of composition. So just pointing that there, but it's very interesting. Some even look a little bit deeper into, you know, the crypticness of the superscription. Bamarinya, we have today's daily psalm, Mezmor Zekeng, themed as the Kufu Lai Furd, the Kufu upon the evil, upon the ratchet, the Kufu Lai upon them, Furd, the Furd, 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 the judgment, a judgment. Le Mezamran Aleka, to the chief musician, to the Aleka, the chief of the Mezamran, Be Muta Ladein. So we have this also here pointed, showing us the Hebrew pointing here in the Royal Amharic. Be Muta Ladein, Ye Dawit Mezmor. Now, today's daily psalm, a couple of just highlights. We've gone into a little bit more of a Hebraic, getting into the roots, and hopefully that will become available for those who seek to study that objective reality and the truth. But looking at a couple of overviews of today's daily psalm, all right, just because of some time, you know, iterations here, we have verses 1 to 2. Verses 1 to 2 begins off with the praise to Jah after the victory. And so in verses 2 and 3. Right, verses 2 and 3 in the Hebrew corresponds to the KJV, verses 1 to 2, verses 1 to 2, where it reads right here, I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will shew forth all thy marvelous works. I will be glad and rejoice in thee. I will sing praise thy name, O thou most high. Bamarinya we have. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, we begin. Very, very interesting what we have right here in the opening two verses, the praise, the eyes, as with my whole heart, I bear to my father's father, O father of the house, I bear to Yod Hey Weh Hey, he who be, who he be, be libe hulu, libe, libe, my heart, be in, libe, in my heart, be libe hulu, with all my heart, or in my heart, all, in all of my heart, amesa ginhalo, I will praise thee, I mel ta'amratihinim, hulu, and your amazing, wondrous, marvelous
marvelous. Tamrat, 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 hinim, hulu, negralo. I will tell, negralo. I will tell. Be ante, in the eye, speaking to he who be, who he be, I be too. Be ante, des, ilenya, des, des, happiness, des, des, joy, glad, des, ilenya, to say to me. So the sense of happiness is also that, what word, sound, power. As we say, that happiness, gladness is not a feeling in that sense. It's a perception, a state of mind, but it has to do with saying happiness in the eye, right? In the eye, like happiness is said to I. Happiness is said, joy is said to I. Hasid tenim, hashet tenim, hasid tenim, adargalo. And I will exalt, I will rejoice. Type of rejoicing, the hashet, right? Hasid tenim, and rejoicing I do. I do, I does, le'ul hoi, le'ul, le'ul, the Most High, often translated as, but also it's one of the orders within John's system of government. We could say like the monarchy in that sense of the le'ul also corresponds to the prince. Oh, prince, le'ul, the one who is on high in that sense, le'ul, le'ul, le'ul hoi, le'simeh, le'simeh, simeh, the I, male name, le'simeh. Zemralo, lesemih zemralo. I will chant Isis, zemre, zemre, to intonate, to chant, chanting Isis to the eyes, male name. Lesemih zemralo. So here we have the opening two verses. Then we have verses 3 to 4. Exiavihir, sustaining the good, the generous, open-handed, Ab, Father, Yod, Hey, Weh, Hey, Yahweh, He who be, we be, His divine majesty. The vindicator, the vindicator. So here in these two verses we have, for thou hast maintained my right and my cause. Thou, the I, sattest in the throne judging right. Thou hast rebuked the heathen. Thou hast destroyed the wicked. Thou hast put out their name forever and ever, for ever and ever. O thou enemy, O thou enemy, destructions are come to a perpetual end. Thou hast destroyed cities. Their memorial is perished with them. So here we have John the Vindicator picking up from verses. We have verses right here. We have verses. Well, I read three verses, but these two verses here, John the Vindicator, verses 3 and 4. Telatoche awodahwala betamelesu gize yisenakalalu kafitehima yitafalu furdena bekelena dergehilinyalina sidkene yefaredih bezufanih laya tekemet. So here we have these two verses right here. When mine enemies are turned back, they stumble and perish at thy presence, at thy face. Telatoche, my haters, wada khwala, wada towards khwala, toward the back, wada khwala, backward. Betamelesu gize, when they are turned backward, yisenakalalu, they stumble. They'll be offended in one sense, in a New Testament sense, they'll be offended, but also they'll stumble. Yisenakalalu, kafitehim. And from your male face perception, yitafalo, they will be lost from your perception. They do not have that divine state of mind. Kafita him yitafalo, or in the temporal, we could say in the manifest sense, they'll be destroyed at your presence, at your face. But they are lost from his face, from his perception, from his perspective. Kut arat, verse 4. Ferdena bekalena dergehilinyalina sidukin efredih bezufanih laya tek emet. Ferdei, my judgment. Ferdena and bekalein. And bekalein, my judgment. It's interesting. Bekalein is like almost avenging, getting a vengeance, you know, in that sense. Adergeh. The I doing linya lina, the I has done, the I does, what the I does for I, my judgment and bekele, and my vengeance, the I does it for I. Sidkin, sidik, righteousness, sidkin yefredih, the I, the one judging, sidik, because the I is melkeh, sidik. Or Melke Sedek from Siddiq, righteousness.
Sidkeni Yefredi, the eye judging Bezufanihi lie. Upon the eye's male throne, Bezufanihi lie. Tek emete, the eye seatus, the eye is enthroned on the eye's throne. So here in verses, here we have verses 5 to 6. Verses 5 to 6, the complete downstruction, destruction of his enemies, of I&I enemies, of I&I haters. Verses 5 to 6, right? Yeah, verses 5 to 6. Thou rebukest the heathen, thou destroy the wicked, thou hast put out their name for ivor. O thou enemy, destructions are come to a perpetual end, a perpetual end, and thou hast destroyed cities. Their memorial is perished with them. Their memorial is perished. So the complete downstruction of the deconstruction of the enemy, verses 5 to 6. Ahizabina gesetze, zinnuguoch nem atefa, simachu nem lezlalema demesese. Telatocha betora lezlalema tefu, katemochachu nem farese, zikracha wima beandineta tefa. So what we have here is the nations, Ahizab, the peoples, the Goyim in the Hebrew, with the Ahizavina Geselze, the I rebukes there. Zinguoch nim atefa, Zinguoch, from what we study, an ancient archaic term, like the hypocrites, right? You cause them to perish, make them lost. They get lost, and that's when they get lost, right, or cause them to perish. Samachuanim and their names, and their name, in the sense of their name, like they have one name. Samachuanim and their name. Lezalema demesese, demesese. You roll out, destroy their name, their name, blot it out. Telatoch. Enemies. Betora lezalem tefu. Betor, in war, forever, they are destroyed. They're destroyed forever. So when you see the nations is going at war and war, that's it for them. They're destroyed forever, right? Betor, lezalem tefu, forever. Right, they are destroyed by way of war, their haters. Katamochachu with them, afarese, and you demolish their cities. Break them down. Zikrachuwim, and their memorial, their zikr, zikrachuwim, ba'andinet in oneness, tefu, right? Perish all together as one now. So looking at these verses here, bringing us right here, let's bring it to a point right here, right? Because today's psalm right here is so, so very important right here. So let's ride up right here, right? We have verses 7, right, to 8. John, the judge of all, being the judge of all. He's enthroned forever, right? From this instance of retribution, the psalmist and I, we derive a lesson, temherit, that all the peoples of the earth, the earthly plane, are under the jurisdiction of the eternal judge, even the King of Kings. They have to give account of their actions before him, and he pronounces judgment equitably. The universality of this concept of a gezeilah, the sustains the good, the generous of, should be noted. In other words, let it be noted, verses 7 to 8, Gziav Yergin Lezalem Yinorad, Zufanu Nema Lemefred Azegaja, Ersum Alamina Bezidika Yferdatal, His Benim, Sika, Ahizab Benim Bekinneti Yedanyat Chual. Verses 7 and 8. Go look at the numbering over here. Yeah, verses 7 and 8. In these verses right here, 7 and 8, but Exiavi, the sustainer, shall endure for Ivor. He hath prepared his throne for judgment. Exiavi again, Lelaminora, Zufanunim, Lemefred, Azegaja. And he shall judge the world in righteousness. He shall minister judgment to the people in uprightness. Arsum alamina bez idik yifardatal ahizab nimbek inati danyachuad. Now here we have verses 9, right? Just taking these two verses, each of these two verses has a particular theme. 9 and 10. We have verses 9 and 10. Exiab sustainer, yod hey where hey he will be, who he be, also will be a refuge for the, it says oppressed, rephrase, downpressed, a refuge in times of trouble. Verse 10, and they that know thy name will put their trust in the eye, for thou, Yahweh, Jehovah, Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek the eye. Bamarinya, the Met of Kedus.
Exiavi Rima le de Hocha Metegia Honacho. Al Sumba Mecaracho Gizera Datacho no. Simehina Yemiao Kuhu Luba Ante Itaminalo Abitu. Yemia Shuhina Ate Wachuna. These two beautiful, beautiful verses right here. Let's keep it moving. This section is Exiavi, the sustainer, is the protector. The itector, the protector, Exiavia, the sustainer, the good, the generous Ab also will be a high tower for the oppressed, for the downpressed. Exiavia Harim, let the hoch for the poor. Metegia, refuge, honacho, be, he become for them, he be, who be, who he be for them. A high tower in times of trouble, in troublous time, Arsum, and he himself and none other, Arsum, he himself, Arsum, and he, the Mekaracho Gize, in their times of Mekara, right, their times of trouble, the Mekaracho Gize, Redatacho, no, he is their helper, he is their assistant, and they that know thy name will put their trust in thee, I, in thee, in thee, in thee, in thee, in thee, I. Those that know thy name, Simehin, Simeh, the I male name, Simehin, Yemiyauku Hulu, the Ante Yitaminalu, Simehin, the I's name, Yemiyauku, those who know Hulu, all those who know the I's name, Simehin, Yemiyauku Hulu, be ante in the I, speaking to he who be, we be directly, be ante in the I male, Yitaminalu, they will be Rastaman, Taminalu, Yitaminalu, they will trust. Put their trust, their credo, their credence, their credit, their yea and the amen, there to I Father, O Father, O Father, the house, Yemishu Hin, Ate Tawachuwimina, those who seek thee, ah, Yemishu, those who seek, Yemishu, those who seek, Yemishu Hin, those who seek thee, I, male, Ate Tawachuwimina, I will not leave, not forsake. He will not forsake, you will not leave those who trust in the eye, in the eye, in the eye, in the eye. Here, verses 11 to 12. Verses 11 to 12, Exiavihir, the avenger. Verses 11 to 12, sing praises to Exiavihir, which dwelleth in Sion, in Zion. Declare among the people his doings. When he maketh inquisition for blood, he remembereth them. He forgetteth not the cry of the humble. Betziona leminora leegeziarihera zemru the ahizabim mekakela deraraguna ngeru demachowin yemi maramer ersu asboalina ye dehochnema chuheta ala resamina. Oh, amen, 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 amen. Picking up with verses 13 to 14, the prayer of the humble. Have mercy upon me, upon I, Abir, to thy Father. Consider my trouble which I suffer. Of them that hate me, that hate I, thou the I, that liftest me I up from the gates of death, that I may shew forth all thy praise, thy eyes as in the gates of the daughter of Zion. I will rejoice in thy salvation. Verses 13 and 14, the prayer of the humble Abetu. Is then the lina telatochem yemiya metuvin mekrai kamota de jochkef kefa yemita dergen miskanawino hulu nagerzen besiona lija bede jochua bemadanehe desilenyan. Yes, 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 in the gates of the daughter, the entrance to the city where the people aggregate. So is the best place in which to secure publicity, to publicize in the gates of the daughter of Sion, Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim, being the mother city. Jerusalem is Ainai, mother, the mother city, even the new Jerusalem in Ethiopia. Yes, I, Rastafari, the daughter of Zion, represents its inhabitants. He has lifted Ainai up from the gates, the gates, the gates. Kamote joch kef kef yemita dergeng. He has caused I to go high, high, high from the gates of death. Yes, I, Rastafari. So here we get the change, the praise to Isis. Isis, 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 Isis. So verses 15 to 16, retribution. Bekel, bekele. Retribution overtakes aggressors. Even those who are passive aggressors overtake the aggressors.
Yes, verses 15 to 16, Chabarim. The heathen are sunk down in the pit that they made, in the net which they hid. Is their own foot taken? Xavier, the same, the good, generous, open-handed, our Father is known by the judgment which he executeth. The wicked, the ratchet, is sneered in the work of his own hand. Higayon, higayon, the agitation, seh, la, pause, 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 pause. Here we have the retribution that overtakes the aggressors. Here, verses 15 to 16. Ahzabe Saruta Gudgwada Wodaku Maziachima Besheshgwata Wetmeda Ikracho Tetemedech Exiari Hera Ferdina Be Madrega Yatawak and Nohatatinya Be Jochusara Tetemede Gasneed in their own traps. Their own traps and their own schemes. The nations are sunk down in the pit which they made, and the net which they hid is their own foot. Is their own foot taken? They are sunk down. They fell into the pit. They fall. Exiavia hath made himself known. He hath executed judgment. The wicked, the ratchet, is sneered in the work of his own hands. Higayon, selah, pause. Higayon, a meditation, pause. Here we have verses 17 to 18, the fate of the ratchet. The wicked, the ratchet, shall be turned into hell. And all nations that forget, Ekaziyavi, the sustainer of the good, the generous, our Father. For the needy shall not always be forgotten. The expectation, the hope of the poor shall not perish forever, for either. Interesting verse. The nations are turned. The wicked shall return to the netherworld. The wicked shall return to the Seol, the Sheol, the Duat. Even all nations that forget Elohim, the true good, the true God, for the needy shall not always be forgotten, nor the expectation of the poor perish forever. Here to fulfill. Oh, no. When poor is mentioned in the scriptures, well, let's just move forward. We're going to touch on that. It's mentioned for sense of devoutness, reverence, even Ila, awe. Not the way in the world, flesh, and the satanic seclorum. Right? Here we have the last two verses here. Rise, Avietu. Let not man prevail. Let the heathen be judged in thy sight. Put them in fear and respect, Avietu. I, Father's Father, O Father of the house, that the nations may know themselves to be. But men, Selah, pause. Verses 19 and 20, Avietu. Tenes so wim I berta azadimma befitihe yifared the bacho avietu farhatina bayaracho chan bacho ahzav so wocha in the honu you worku ahzav so wocha in the honu you worku.
Teach me, teacher. Each higher and I am a teacher.
Let the message touch up. Of all kings, Lord of all lords, conquering lion of the tribe of Judah, elect of himself, my tent and the rebel exhibit in Massacre, and Yahweh in the goose and the gods, let Jah be praised.
Just a reminder and a note that Psalm 9 and 10, they go together. Psalm 9 is judging the ratchet, the wicked nations, and Psalm 10 is speaking about the ratchet amongst God's people. Yes, I. Psalm 9 and 10. Here today's daily psalm. Psalm 9, judgment
condemnation.
For from the rising of the sun, even unto the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles. And in every place incense shall be offered unto my name, and a pure offering. For my name... shall be great among the heathen, saith the Lord of hosts, 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 saith the Lord of hosts.
Judgment.
If tomorrow is judgment day,
original justice man, champion song,
when I'm standing on the front line, when the Lord asks me what I give it a sound,
then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it. And a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name. And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. Then shall ye return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not.
Facts. Yes, sir. Once again, today's Daily Psalm Hebrew highlights right here, here, here. Yes, sir. Calling, 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 but right up to the grace period.
Psalm
right here.
9.
Mizmor
Tet. Lamnatseah almut labben mizmor ledavid. 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 Mizmor ledavid.
I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will show forth all thy marvelous works. I will be glad and rejoice in thee. I will sing praise to thy name, O thou most high. When mine enemies are turned back, they shall fall and perish at thy presence. For thou hast maintained my right and my cause. Thou sattest in the throne judging right. Thou hast rebuked the heathen. Thou hast destroyed the wicked. Thou hast put out their name forever and ever. O thou enemy, destructions are come to a perpetual end, and thou hast destroyed cities. Their memorial is perished with them. But the Lord shall endure forever. He hath prepared his throne for judgment, and he shall judge the world in righteousness. He shall minister judgment to the people in uprightness. The Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble. And they that know thy name will put their trust in thee, for thou, Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek thee. Sing praises to the Lord which dwelleth in Zion. Declare among the people his doings. When he maketh inquisition for blood, he remembereth them. He forgetteth not the cry of the humble. Have mercy upon me, O Lord. Consider my trouble which I suffer of them that hate me, thou that liftest me up from the gates of death, that I may show forth all thy praise in the gates of the daughter of Zion. I will rejoice in thy salvation. The heathen are sunk down in the pit that they made. In the net which they hid is their own foot taken. The Lord is known by the judgment which he executeth. The wicked is snared in the work of his own hands. Higaihon, Selah. The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God. For the needy shall not always be forgotten. The expectation of the poor shall not perish forever. Arise, O Lord, let not man prevail. Let the heathen be judged in thy sight. Put them in fear, O Lord, that the nations may know themselves to be but men. Selah, 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 Selah.
Calling, calling, calling to hear the fuller full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. Replay 515-602-9761 to hear the fuller full now. Now, 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 calling, 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 call 515-602-9761, calling 515-602-9761, calling 515-602-9761. Kind of interesting right there, today's Daily Psalm according to the royal order. And the theme about destructions and wars. And then previously on the Wednesday podcast,
And we have the daily psalm for the midway day, the fourth day of the week, which would be called Wednesday. Psalm 94, which has that vengeance, that revenge, that vengeance theme, Chavarim. And then as we get into Daniel, and even the whole point about the Messiah and be cutting off in the midst of the week, you know, the midst of the week. So there's 7 days in the week. So we have the middle of the week, like the heart to call. You could say like the heart is the middle, like that Shemesh. You know, we look at the menorah and looking at the menorah lights. We have the central shaft, the heart shaft, so the center of the week. So, and bringing out even the whole theme from Daniel, I think it was Daniel chapter 9, verses 26 and 27, which is how wars are pointed to the end. If you study just even recent history and even the visitation of the divine majesty, Kamal Haile Selassie, we can really see it coming to that fulfillment, you know what I mean, even with the whole America, you know. Anyway, we'll get into more of that right there, but Daniel's prophecy and royal order, you know, and, you know, when it says water reflect water, you know, iron sharpen iron. All of the young. In case you got the name, hey. All of the young. Then it right up to he's becoming the king. All of the young. All of the young. All of the young. So here we have about like 9 minutes, those listening in the Blog Talk live stream. About to go off in like about 9 or so minutes. We are streaming, you know, still working out certain other technologicals. Give thanks, brothers and sisters, for your patience and the no sound on a couple of broadcasts at a few times, you know. Some that's technological, some is I and I learning, you know, the technology, but you know, this technology, technology, give thanks to His Majesty for the divine wisdom. So here. And riding up right here, we have today's daily psalm, Psalm 9. So we touch on the basics of the English, the context. Even there's even a little bit more when we consider, you know, considering the title, you know, the whole Mutlabein, which some interpret as death to the sun, death of the sun, death for the sun. But there's a little deeper as we study the Midrash, going to seek to bring the Midrash forward. But first, this right here on the Babylon and Listen to the Kalunji Exterminator, you know, 7-inch rhythm. We have M.L. Cohen right here for Hebrew. Today's the psalm and more on the Midrash after this. Yes, sir.
מזמור ט' למנצח על מות לבן מזמור לדוד. אודה אדוני בכל ליבי, אספרה כל נפלאותיך, אשמחה ואעלצה בך, אזמרה שמך עליון. ושוב אויבי אחור, יכשלו ויאבדו מפניך, כי עשית משפטי ודיני, ישבת לכיסא שופט צדק. גערת גויים, איבדת רשע, שמם מחית לעולם ועד. האויב תמו חורבות לנצח, וערים נטשת, אבד זכרם המה. ואדוני לעולם ישב, כונן למשפט כסאו. והוא ישפוט תבל בצדק, ידין לאומים במישרים. ויהי אדוני משגב לדח, משגב לעיתות בצרה. ויבטחו בך יודעי שמך, כי לא עזבת דורשך, אדוני. זמרו לאדוני יושב ציון, הגידו בעמים עלילותיו. כי דורש דמים אותם זכר, לא שכח צעקת ענבים. חונני אדוני, ראה עוני משונאי, מרוממי משערי מוות. למען אספרה
כל תהילתך בשערי בת ציון, אגילה בשועתך. תבעו גויים בשחת עשי, ברשת זו תמנו נלכדה רגלם. נודע אדוני משפט עשה, בפועל כפיו נוקש רשע, היגיון סלע. ישובו רשעים לשאולה, כל גויים שכחי אלוהים. בלא לנצח ישכח אביון, תקוות עניים תובד לעד. קומה אדוני על יעוז אנוש, ישפטו גויים על פניך. שיטה אדוני מורה להם, ידעו גויים אנוש המה סלע.
Here we have Zechariah chapter 12. Hear this prophetic word and the revelation. In his times he shall shew who is the blessed, only potent, sovereign, King of kings, Lord of lords, conquering line of the tribe of Judah. Hear this, Zechariah.
The Lord also shall save the tents of Judah first. Even in Jerusalem. The Lord also shall save the tents of Judah first, even in Jerusalem. The Lord also shall save the tents of Judah first, that the glory of the house of David and the glory of the inhabitants of Jerusalem do not magnify themselves against Judah. In that day shall the Lord defend the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and he that is feeble among them at that day shall be as David, and the house of David shall be as God, as the angel of the Lord before them. And the house of David shall be as God,
as God, as God, as God, as God, as God, as God,
as the angel of the Lord before them, before them, before them, before them, before them, before them, before them. And the house of David shall be as God, shall be as David, and the house of David shall be as God, as the angel of the Lord before them. And the house of David shall be as God, as the angel of the Lord,
the angel of the Lord, the angel of the Lord, the angel of the Lord, the angel of the Lord, the angel of the Lord, the angel of the Lord, the angel of the Lord.
And the house of David shall be as God, as the angel of the Lord before them. And the house of David shall be as God, as the angel of the Lord before them. And the house of David shall be
house of David,
the
house of David,
the house of David,
the
house of David,
the
house of David,
the
house of David,
the
house.
In Ethiopian life, the imperial ruler is likened in splendor to the sun, splendor to the sun, splendor to the sun, in exalted power to the lion, to the lion, to the lion, to the lion, in his divine being to the kings of Israel, divine being to the kings of Israel, to the kings of Israel, to the kings of Israel, and at times to God, and at times to God, and at times to God himself, 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 himself.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
Highly, 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 highly
accepts I&I into their heart. They accept Jahola Irid rather than I&I physical being. I&I have come into Jah world as Jah eternal light, so that all who have Jahola Irid will never exist in darkness. I&I have not come to judge Jah world. I&I have come to only save Jah world. Though there is a judge for them that do not accept I&I, Jah word that I&I utter shall serve as their judge on Jah last day. I&I can only utter Jah word of commandment, for it is Jah Most High who commands I&I on what to say and how to speak. I&I know that Jah commands our eternal life. Hence, that is what I&I speak. Jah, Haile Selassie, Nisanet, Nisanet, Nisanet.
Father, Anson. Father, Anson. Father, Anson. Father.
Keep us the teachings of His Majesty, for we no one, no devil, philosophy. Feel it in the one drop.
They always sing to Him songs of praise.
To Wahido, the true teaching, 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 teaching.
The Ethiopian Church belongs to the monophysite group of churches which teach that Christ had one nature, that His humanity and divinity became one without intermixing, and that His divinity never separated from His humanity.
In which our Lord Himself gave the command to go to all the world and to preach is also of high value.
Mizmor 8. Mizmor 8, Psalm 9, Psalm IX. Laminat Yah, Al Mut Labain, Mizmor Le Dawi. Odeh Yahuwah, Bekola Libi. Esapra, Kola Nifa Leoteka. Esa Mecha, We, E Elasa, Rak. E Zamra Shimka, Elion. Hear, hear, hear. First, Aleph, Beit, Gimel verses, today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. And hear, 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 after the order of Malachi, Edek, today's daily psalm. Little midrash on the mut labei, literally death to the son. Lam natsayah, lam natsayah. For the leader, for the chief musician, for the overcomer. Lam natsayah, al mut labei, mizmor le dawi. For the leader, the chief musician, for the overcomer upon Mut Labain, all Mut Labain, Mizmor Lidawi, the Psalm of David. Hear, 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 in some Hebrew manuscripts and in the ancient Greek and the Latin versions, the IX and the X are joined into one Mizmor, into one psalm, one chant, one intonation, and also in the authorized, revised Amharic Bible of Karmawi Nagus Negas, Karmawi Karmawi Haile Selassie, His Imperial Majesty's Bible, the Book of the Seven Seals. We also have the notes within the Bible itself that shows the connection, as with the Hebrew manuscripts and in some of the ancient koine, the Greek and the Latin versions. Psalm 9 and 10 are joined and had been joined and associated together as one mizmor. The same current of thought runs through both, and that is dependence upon Ha-Elohim, the true good, the true God, for escape from the evil machinations, the evil machination schemes and conspiracies of the Yetzer Hara'a, of the bad mind, of the inclination to the evil. Also, there's a trace of an alphabetical acrostic, the Hebrew Aleph Beit, the Abaga, is discernible in the verses of the two psalms, although several letters are omitted. There's a resemblance in the phraseology, the Hebrew idiom, the Hebraicism is likewise noticeable. Nevertheless, the modern opinion is that, quote, it seems better to regard Psalm 10, Psalm X, as a latter mizmor chant composed at
every emperor must be needed.
Rewind and come.
Yes, 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 yes. Just rewinding it just a little bit, just a minute, 2 minutes. Yes, I, brothers and sisters, some more disciples and listeners joining I&I. We're going to just stream this part right here, this midrash for today's daily psalm. So this is Rewind right here.
Rewind and come back, selector. That's right.
Yes, I. Give thanks, brothers and sisters. Here, here, here. Today, get a song.
Mizmor 8. Mizmor 8. Psalm 9. Psalm I ask. Laminat Yah. Al Mut Labain. Mizmor Le Dawi. Odeh Yahuwah. The Kola Levi. Isapra. Kola Nifa Leoteka. Esa Mecha. We. E. Elasa. Rak. It zamra shimka elyon. Here, here, here. First aleph bait gimel verses. Today's daily psalm according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. And here, here, here. After the order of Malachi, edek. Today's daily psalm. A little midrash on the mut labei. Literally, death to the son. Lam natayah, lam natayah. For the leader, for the chief musician, for the overcomer. Laminat Sayah Al-Mut Labein Mizmor Le-Dawi. For the leader, the chief musician, for the overcomer upon Mut Labein. Al-Mut Labein Mizmor Le-Dawi. The Psalm of David. Here, here, here. In some Hebrew manuscripts and in the ancient Greek and the Latin versions, the IX and the X are joined into one Mizmor, into one psalm, one chant, one intonation. And also in the Authorized, Revised Amharic Bible of Karmawi, Negus, Neges, Karmawi, Karmawi, Haile Selassie, His Imperial Majesty's Bible, the Book of the Seven Seals, we also have the notes within the Bible itself that shows the connection, as with the Hebrew manuscripts. And in some of the ancient koine, the Greek and the Latin versions, Psalm 9 and 10 are joined and had been joined and associated together as one mizmor. The same current of thought runs through both, and that is dependence upon Ha-Elohim, the true good, the true God, for escape from the evil machinations. The evil machination schemes and conspiracies of the Yetzer Hara'a, of the bad mind, of the inclination to the evil. Also, there's a trace of an alphabetical acrostic, the Hebrew Aleph Beit, Abaga, is discernible in the verses of the two psalms. Although several letters are omitted, there's a resemblance in the phraseology, the Hebrew idiom, the Hebraicism is likewise noticeable. Nevertheless, the modern opinion is that, quote, it seems better to regard Psalm 10, Psalm X, as a latter mizmor chant composed as an appendix or a continuation of the earlier under different conditions, rather than as part of a mizmor, a psalm, a chant that from the beginning was one whole. The Leech speaks to this point here. Now, this is in agreement with the Yehudi, the Judaic tribe tradition, even of we, the black Jews of the line of the tribe of Judah, that divides the competition into two separate psalms, two separate Isis, two separate chants. Here, we, I and I, have a hymn of praise of Isis for victory for Yeshua and Yeshua, for victory for salvation over national enemies, national haters, and the historical background may be that narrated. We find a connection with the narrative in 2 Samuel, V-I-I-I, 2 Samuel chapter 8. Today's daily psalm, Mizmor 8. La menatseyah al mut laben Mizmor le dawi. For the leader, al mut liban. Here, here, here. Today's daily psalm, Mizmor 8. Here in the superscription, you break with the first verse. The phrase, al mut liban, is to be understood, understood, understanding in the light, the illumination of the verse found in Ecclesiastes 3:11. He has made everything beautiful, beautiful in its time. Also, he has set ha'olam, the world, in their hearts. B'libam. Rav Barakaya said in the name of Rav Yonatan, Jonathan, do not read ha'olam, quote, the world, but ha'olelim. Ha-olelim, the little children, the little children, ha-olelim. The verse
means, therefore, that Ha-Elohim, true good, true God, has set love of little children in their father's hearts. For example, there was a king, Amalek, a Nagus, even Nagus Neges, who had two sons, one grown up and the other a little one. The grown up one was scrubbed clean, and the little one was covered with dirt. But Hamelech, the Melech, the Negus, even the Negus Neges, loved the little one more than he loved the grown up one. In a different reading of He Hath Set Ha-Olam, the unknown, He hath set Ha-Olam, the unknown, in their hearts. Rav Yonatan, Jonathan said, Elohim has set the fear, the reverence, the respect of the unknown angel of death, in their hearts. Rav, the son of Samuel, said in the name of Shemuel, Samuel, in the verse that we find in Bereshit in Genesis 1:31, and Elohim saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. It was tov me'od. The word tov me'od, very good, refer to the inclination to evil, the yetzer hara'a, in a man's heart. But how can the inclination to evil, the yetzer hara'a, be termed tov me'od, very good? Because scripture teaches that were it not for the yetzer hara'a, the inclination to evil, a man would not take a isha, a wife, a eshet, nor beget children with her. And so the world could not endure. In another targum, in another interpretation, the verse is read, He hath caused to be hidden ha-olam from their hearts. The word ha-olam being written defectively without the letter waw, without the letter waw, some say vav, the letter waw, is to be read ha-elim, ha-elim, caused to be hidden. Ha-elim, caused to be hidden. That is ha-kadosh, baruch hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, hid the day of death and the day of judgment from the hearts of His creatures. Therefore, David said, because thou hidest them from me, from I shall sing a song for the leader, Alamut al-Liban, in praise of thy hiding of the day of death and the day of judgment from the heart. Another comment on Alamut al-Liban, concealed from the heart, Alamut al-Liban. The phrase is to be read in the light, the illumination of the verse, Kohelet, sought to understand the ordinances of delight in Ecclesiastes 12 and 10. This verse means that Shlomo, Solomon, that Solomon sought to have Elohim explain to him the scriptural ordinances concerning the red heifer, the Para Aduma, whose ashes were used for lustration. Especially the ordinance that Rav Yitzchak Isaac stated as follows, quote, all that have the hair of the heifer make their garments unclean, but the heifer itself herself makes clean the unclean, end quote. Whereupon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, quoted the conclusion of the verse, that which was written was upright, even ordinances of truth, and said, quote, for thy benefit I wrote long ago in the book of the upright, as it is said in Yehoshua, in Joshua 10 and 13. Is not this written in the book of the upright? Elohi, ketuvah al sefer hayashar. Is it not written in the book of Jasher? Halohi ketuvah al sefer hayashar. Live uprightly, live simply, live faithfully. When I have issued a decree, or establish an ordinance, a statute, it is not to be questioned. As it is said in Bamidbar in Numbers 19 and 2, this is an ordinance of the law that Yahuwah, that Jehovah, has commanded. Zod Chukata HaTorah Asher Siwah Yahuwah. This is an ordinance of the law of HaTorah. Zod Chukat HaTorah that Yahuwah, that Jehovah, has commanded. Asher Siwah Yahuwah. What is meant here by Zot, by this? Zot, this is meant to stress the fact that the series of ordinances or statutes concerning the Para Aduma, the Para Aduma, differ from that concerning the sacrificial heifer that the elders of a city are ordained to take into a rough valley and there break its neck. Another comment on Kohelet, the preacher Kohelet sought to understand. Shlomo, Solomon sought to have Elohim explain to him the reward for the study of Torah. Of that we are told in Proverbs, Mashal, in Proverbs 3 and 15. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things thou canst desire are not to be compared to her. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things that thou canst desire are not to be compared to her. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, quoted to Shlomo, to Solomon, to Solomon, the conclusion of the verse in Ecclesiastes 12 and 10. That which was written was upright, even words of truth, and said, quote, for thy benefit I wrote long ago in the Sefer HaYashar, in the book of the upright, in the book of Jasher. Since the beginning of the world, men have not heard, neither hath the eye seen, O El Elohim, besides thee, the eye, what he hath prepared for him that waiteth for him. According to Isaiah 64 and 3. Another comment. Solomon sought to have Elohim explain to him what is the reward of men who fear, who reverence Elohim, the true good, the true God, and who trust in him. Men to whom scripture says, as in Malachi 3 and 12, ye, y'all, shall be a delightsome land. Thereupon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, quoted to Shlomo, to Solomon, that which was written, and said, long ago I wrote, according to Psalm 31 and 20, oh, how abundant is thy goodness that thou, the eye, hast laid up for them that fear, for them that reverence, for them that respect thee, I. Another comment. Solomon sought to have Elohim explain to him what is the reward of acts of mercy. Of that, Elohim says, according to Hosea 6 and 6, I desire mercy and not sacrifice. Thereupon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu quoted to Shlomo that which was written and said, long ago I wrote, according to Devarim, Deuteronomy 7 and 9, know therefore that Yahuwah Eloheka, that Jehovah, the I Elohim, that He is Elohim, the faithful El Elohim, who keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love Him and keep His commandments. Another comment. Solomon sought to have Elohim explain to him when the year of redemption would come. The year of that we read, even in Song of Songs of Solomon 3 and 5, I charge you not to stir up nor awake love till he desire. Thereupon HaKadosh Baruch Hu quoted that which was written enter. Long ago I wrote, according to Isaiah 63:4, the day of vengeance shall be in my heart until my year of redemption will come. Rav Shmuel Samuel taught in the name of Rav Yehuda Judah, if a man tells you when the day of redemption is coming, do not believe him. For it is written in Isaiah 63:4, the day of vengeance shall be in my heart. If the heart does not disclose its secrets to the mouth, how can the mouth disclose anything? Rav Berakaya and Rav Simon, in the name of Rav Yehoshua ben Lewi, Joshua ben Levi, maintained that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Shlomo, for thy benefit, I supplied three clues to the sepulcher of Moshe, of Moses, as it is said in Devarim, in Deuteronomy 34:6, and he buried him in the valley, in the land of Moab, over against Beit Peor, Beth Peor. Yet, in spite of all, no man knoweth his sepulcher to this day. Though I provided so many clues in this matter, no man has been able to solve it. How much more unlikely, then, is the discovery of the time of redemption? Of that, it is said even in Daniel, in Daniel 12:9. The words are closed up and sealed till the time of the end. A further comment on Almut al-Liban, concealed from the heart, Almut al-Liban. Rav Abba Barra Kahana said, the verse in Proverbs 5:6, lest thou shouldest ponder the path of life, means that you are not to sit down and ponder the precepts of HaTorah to pick out the one precept whose reward is most abundant and then heed that one alone. For the verse goes on to say, her ways have been moved, that thou canst not know them. That is, the ways of reward in HaTorah, the Torah, have been moved out of sight. Rav Chia related the mashal, the parable, the misale of a melech, of a negus, even negus neges, who had an orchard. Into that he brought workmen, without revealing to them the reward for planting the orchard. Had he revealed to them the reward for planting its several kinds of trees, the workmen would have picked out the kind of tree for whose planting there was the greatest reward and would have planted that kind only. Thus, like this, the work in the orchard would have been neglected at one end and heeded only at the other. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isle One, blessed be He, did not reveal the reward for heeding the different precepts to the Bnei Yisrael, to the children, the sons of Yisrael, Yisrael Joch, in order that they should not choose the most rewarding precept and heed that one only. For then HaTorah, Jah's direction, instruction, the teaching, would be heeded at one end and would be neglected at the other. Therefore, the sages taught in the style of HaMishnah, the Mishnah, quote, be as heedful of a minor precept as of a major one, for you do not know the reward for the heeding of the different precepts. Hence, it is said in Proverbs 5:6, her ways have been moved, that thou canst not know them. Rav Acha taught in the name of Rav Abba Bar Kahana, in this world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu concealed the reward for the heeding of the various precepts, so that the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Yisrael, will respect, and observe HaTorah as a whole. Thus, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to give them their reward, He will give them the reward for faith and the reward for observance, and will also reveal to them the meaning and the purpose of the various precepts. Hence the phrase Al-Mut al-Liban means that the rewards for the various precepts are concealed from their hearts. Me'ulmeta mi'al-Liban. Another comment on Al-Mut al-Laban.
Alamut Laben, false hidden from a son, Alamut Laben. Refer to the sins the Ukaris, a son of Yisraya, commits unwittingly, unknowingly, for these his father. In Shemayim, Sheba Shemayim, as he cleanses men of the iniquities on the Yom HaKippuri, the Day of Atonement, pardons and forgives him. Another comment on Alamut Laben, hidden for the Son, Alamut Laben, means that Elohim hid the Day of Comfort from David, from David. Another comment, when read as Al-Mut Laben concerning death for the son, when read as Al-Mut Laben concerning death for the son, the phrase refers to the death that the father decrees for the son. Though if the son repents, Elohim, the true good, the true God, will purify him of his iniquities, his antiquities. Here, Bain, son, Bain clearly refers to Amo Yisrael, the people of Yisrael, of whom Elohim said, even in Exodus 4 and 22, Yisrael is my son, my firstborn. Another comment, Al-Mut Laben, concerning the son's death, Al-Mut Laben, refers, according to Rav Abba, to the death of David's son. But the rabbi, the Rebbeinat, said, as long as that other son of his was alive, David knew that the heart of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was angry with him. But when the son died, David knew that the heart of HaKadosh Baruch Hu became tender toward him. Odeh Yahuwah, the call libi, I will give thanks to Jehovah with my whole heart. Odeh Yahuwah, the call libi, that is, both with my inclination to good, my Yetzer HaTov, and with my inclination to evil, my Yetzer HaRa'a, so that my heart libi should not be in conflict. The phrase, my whole heart, the call libi, is to be read in the light of what Scripture says elsewhere, even in Ecclesiastes 4 and 13. Better is a poor and a wise child than an old and foolish king who knoweth not to be admonished. The phrase, a poor and wise child, stands for the Yetzer HaTov, the inclination to good. Why is it called wise? Because it directs men into right paths. Why is it called poor? Because not all people pay attention to it. Why is it called a child? Because it becomes part of a man when the child becomes 13. The phrase, an old and foolish king, stands for the Yetzer HaRa'a, the inclination to evil. Why is it called king? Because all parts of the body heed it. Why is it called old? Because it is part of a man from his youth to his old age. As it is said, even in Bereshit, Genesis 8 and 21, for the disposition of a man's heart is evil from his youth. That is, from the time the Iowa that he was expelled from his mother's womb. Why is it called foolish? Because it directs men into evil paths. For out of the bushes he came forth to be king, in Ecclesiastes 4 and 14. For out of the bushes he came forth to be king. That is, like one lurking among bushes, the inclination to evil, the Yetzer HaRa'a, comes forth to entangle men and people. The verse concludes, whereas also in his kingdom the poor is brought forth. That is, the inclination to good, the Yetzer HaTov, is brought forth in the very kingdom of the Yetzer HaRa'a, the inclination to evil. Isapara kol anifa leoteka,
I will tell of all thy marvelous works. Sisaptara kola nifaloteka. I will tell of all thy marvelous works. Hear, hear, hear today's daily psalm, Psalm 9, here, Hebraically verse 2. What a marvel it is, that of thy works that have been sufficient for the past, and there will be sufficient for the future, sufficient for this life, and sufficient for the olam haba, for the world to come. Esmecha we'e'eza bak. I will be glad and rejoice in the eye. Esmecha we'e'eza bak. That is in Torah Teka, in the I Torah, the I's direction instructions, that is written in an alphabet, an aleph beis of 22 letters. 22 being equal to the sum of beit and ka in bak, in the I. Or, I will be glad, bak, in the I. That is, in thy, the I deliverance. In the eye, I liverance. Izamra shimka elyon. I will sing praise. Isis izamra. I will chant Isis izamra shimka to the eye's name. Shimka elyon. Most high elyon. To thy name. Highest among all names, among all shemot. Bishub oibai achor. The words, when mine enemies are turned back. Bishub oibai achor. Here in today's daily psalm, Psalm 9, Hebraically verse 4, mean, according to Rav Yudan, quote, when mine enemies in their backsliding show how really corrupt they are, end quote. But according to Rav Phineas, these words mean, quote, when mine enemies are made to turn back, by the means described in the verse from 1 Shmuel, 1 Samuel 23:27, there came a messenger to Shaul, to Saul, saying, haste thee and turn back, for the Philistines have made a raid upon the land. That is, the messenger came from above, his coming being referred to by Dawid, by David in the verse in 2 Shmuel, in 2 Samuel 22:17, that reads, he sent from above, he took me. He sent from above. He took I. Another comment on Bishuv Oibai Achor, when mine enemies are turned back. Rav Huna took the words to mean, quote, when mine enemies turn back because of the shame ordained for them in the Olam Haba, in the time to come, end quote. This interpretation is in the name of Samuel, Shmuel. For Shmuel, Samuel used to say, quote, in the Olam Haba, in the time that I were to come, Hagoyim, the nations of the earth will come and prostrate themselves before their idols, in whom there will be no power to save them. As it is said, even in Psalm 18, verses 41 to 42, mine enemies will cry, but there will be none, no one to save them. And then they will turn away and cry to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, the Isle of One. Blessed be He, but He will hide His face from them. As it is said, even to Yahweh, to Jehovah, but He will not answer them. The end of the verse. Yikashlu v'yobdu mipaneka. They shall fall and perish in thy presence. Hear, hear, hear today's daily psalm, Psalm 9. Hebraically, hear the Dalet verse. Hear the end of the fourth verse. Yikashlu v'yobdu mipaneka. They shall fall and perish in thy presence. Means that Yisrael said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribon Hashem Olami, Master of the Universe, the Iniverse, Iniversal Master, when mine enemies had no sin, no akri, other than that of going into Beitika, the I Beit, into the I House, and speaking brazenly in thy presence, Yikashlu v'yobdu, they shall fall and perish. Ki Osita Misha Patio Wadini. Thou hast maintained my rights and my cause. Ki Osita Misha Patio Wadini. Here, here, here. Today's daily psalm, Psalm 9. Here he bragly the hay. The fifth verse. Ki Osita Mishpati Wadini. Thou hast maintained my right and my cause. The phrase, my right and my cause, Mishpatiya Wadini, is one of the five instances in Scripture where two words identical in meaning are used. Namely, thou hast maintained my right and my cause in Psalm 7 and 5. In Job 16 and 19, my witness, and he that testifieth of me, of I, is on high. And in Job 39 and 5, who hath sent out the wild ass, hath loosed the bands of the swift ass. And in Job 40 and 18, his bones, his gristles are like bars of iron. And in Psalm 71, 18, even to old age and hoary years, O El Elohim, true good, true God, forsake me not, forsake I not. Rav Yehoshua, Joshua in the name of Rav Iddi, read the verse, thou hast imposed judgment on me, but thou wilt also maintain my cause. He read the verse that reads, Ki Osita Mishpati Wadini, as thou hast imposed judgment on me, on I, but thou, the I, wilt also maintain my cause. That is, the congregation of Yisrael said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, blessed be He, Ribona Shel Olamin, Master of the Universe, of the Universe, I confess my guilt, for I am soiled with the filth of the wicked, the ratchet deeds I have done. But the nations of the earth, of the earthly plane, are also guilty, in that they crush and enslave me, that they crush and enslave I. Likewise, another verse says in Micah 7 and 9, I will bear the indignation of Yahweh, of Jehovah. Why? Because I have sinned, I have upped up against him. Yet, he will plead my cause against the nations, the goyim of the earth, of the earthly plane. Ga'arta goyim, ibadta rasha. Thou hast rebuked the nations, thou the eye has destroyed, thou destroyed the wicked, the ratchet. Ga'arta goy, ibadta rasha. Thou hast rebuked the nations. Ga'arta goy, that is, rebuked Amalek, for and of whom it is said in Bamidbar in Numbers 24 and 20, Amalek, Amalek was the first of the goyim, was the first of the nations of the international community of the Gentiles. Thou hast destroyed the wicked, the ratchet. Ibadta Rasha. Ibadta Rasha has destroyed the Rasha, the ratchet. That is, destroyed Esau, of whom descendants, of whose descendants it is said in Malachi 1 and 4, men shall call them the border of ratchetness, of wickedness. For in a single day, Esau did five ratchet, wicked deeds. He forced a betrothed maiden, one. He killed a man, two. He denied the resurrection of the dead, three. He denied the root of the world, four. And he rejected his birthright. Each of Esau's five wicked ratchet deeds can be proved by the rule of, quote, inference by analogy. Shemama machita le'olama wa'eda. Thou hast blotted out their name. Shemam machita. Shemam machita. The eye has blotted out their name. Ha'elohim, the true good, the true God promised in Exodus 17 and 14. I will utterly blot out the remembrance of Amalek, of Amalek. Rav Lewi, Levi, taught that in the verse in Bereshit, Genesis 25, 23, that reads, Yahweh, Jehovah said to her, two nations are in thy womb. The words to her imply that Yahweh, that Jehovah said to Rebecca, I shall reveal a mystery to thee, Ziyah. from thee the eyes shall, Yisrael, the foremost of the nations come forth. Hence, of Yitzhak, of Isaac, of whom this mystery was not revealed. Of Isaac, to whom this mystery was not revealed. Scripture says in Bereshit 25:28, now Yitzhak, Isaac, loved Esau, whereas of Rebekah, Rebekah, the verse goes on to say that Rebekah, Rebekah loved Yaakov, Jacob, in Bereshit, Genesis 25:28, because she knew what HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, had revealed to her. But Rav Yohanan said in the name of Rav Eliezer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu never engaged in speech with any woman except Sarah, Sarah, that completely righteous woman, and with her only in a roundabout way. Accordingly, Rav Eliezer, Eliza in the name of Rav Jose, taught that it was through Shem, the son of Noah, Noah, that Elohim's word came to Rivkah, as is implied by the words in Bereshit in Genesis 25:23. And she went to inquire of Yahweh, of Jehovah. A different comment on Bereshit, Genesis 25:23, and Yahweh said to her, two nations are in thy womb, in thy matrix. Yahweh, Jehovah said to Rebecca, I raise up 70 nations out of Noah, Noah, and Benayo, his sons. In Bereshit 9 and 19 it reads, these three were the sons of Noah, of Noah, and of these was the whole earth, the whole earthly plain overspread. How 70? 14 out of Japheth, Japheth, is said, the sons of Japheth, Japheth, Gomer, and Magog, and Madai, and Yawan, and Javan, Ion, in Bereshit 10:2-4. 30 out of Ham, as is said in Bereshit, Genesis 10, verses 6-18. And the sons of Ham, Cush, and Mitzrayim, and Put, and Canaan. And 26 out of Shem, as it is said in Bereshit, Genesis 10, 22-29. The sons of Shem, Elam, and Ashur, and Arphaxad, and Lud, and Aram. Hence, 70, of whom it is written in Bereshit, in Genesis 10 and 32. Of these were the nations divided in the earth after the flood. But thou, Rebekah, Rebekah, according to Bereshit, Genesis 25 and 23, two nations are in thy womb. Two nations are in thy matrix. From one of them I shall raise up 70 persons, as it is said in Devarim, Deuteronomy 10:22. Thy fathers went down into Mitzrayim, into Egypt, into Kemet, Gibbet, with 70 persons, 70. And these shall be fruitful and shall multiply as the sand of the sea and as the dust of the earth and as the stars of Shemayim of heaven. Another comment on two nations, Goyim, are in thy womb. Note that the word Goyim is actually spelled Geyim, by which is meant, quote, the two exalted ones. Geyim, the two exalted ones, one being exalted in his world and the other being exalted in his world. Hadrian, among the nations of the earth. Shlomo, among Amo Yisrael, the people of Yisrael. Or, two exalted ones may refer to Rabbi, Rabbi, Yehuda, Judah, and to Antonius, from whose tables radishes in summer and cucumbers in winter never disappear. Another comment on two nations are in thy womb from Bereshit, Genesis 25:23. Quote, in thy womb are those that will be hated by the nations, the Goyi, for all nations hated Esau for his savagery, and all heathen nations, Goyim, hate Yisrael, Israel. Another comment, two nations are in thy womb. nations that will hate each other. One will be exalted because of its riches, and the other will be exalted because of its Torah. And two manner of people shall be separated from thy bowels, in Bereshit, Genesis 25:23. One circumcised and the other not circumcised. From this verse, you can learn that Yaakov, Jacob, was born circumcised. He was one of 13 who were born circumcised. And they were Adam, Seth, Enoch, Noah, Shem, Terah, Jacob, Joseph, Moses, Samuel, David, Isaiah, and Jeremiah. Adam born circumcised because he was the first of Elohim's creation. Seth, of whom it is said in Bereshit, Genesis 5 and 3, Adam begot a son in his own likeness after his image and called his name Shep. Seth, Chenok, Hanok, Enoch, who, we are told, walked with HaElohim, the true good, the true God, in Bereshit, Genesis 5, 24. Since it is said also of Noah, that he walked with HaElohim, the true good, the true God, in Genesis 6 and 9. Henoch, Hanok, Enoch's circumcision is proved by the rule of, quote, inference by analogy, end quote. Noah, Noah, who, it is said in Bereshit, Genesis 6 and 9, was a righteous man and perfect. Shem, for it is said in Bereshit, Genesis 11 and 10, these are the generations of Shem. Shem. And whenever a man's Shem, a man's name, is so repeated in Scripture, it means that he was born circumcised. Shem, Shem, in Bereshit, Genesis 11 and 10. Noch, Noch, Noah, Noah, in Genesis 6 and 9. Terah, Terah, in Genesis 11, 26. Yaakov, for it is said, Yaakov, Jacob was a perfect man, in Bereshit, Genesis 25, 27. And it is further said, Elohim spoke to Yisrael, to Israel, and said, Yaakov, Yaakov, Jacob, Jacob, in Bereshit, Genesis 46 and 2. Yosef, Joseph, for the text, these are the generations of Yaakov, of Jacob, Yosef, Joseph, in Bereshit, Genesis 37 and 2. Hence that Joseph, Yosef, like Yaakov, Jacob, was born circumcised. Moshe, Moses, to whom Elohim said, Moshe, Moshe, in Shemot, Exodus 3 and 4. Moreover, the words in Exodus 2 and 2, he was a goodly child, intimate that Moshe, Musa, Moses was born circumcised. Shemuel, Samuel, for it is said, Yahweh, Jehovah called as at other times. Shemuel, Shemuel, Samuel, Samuel, in 1 Samuel 3 and 10. Yeshayahu, Yeshayah, Isaiah, who said, Yahweh, Jehovah have called me, called I from the womb, from the bowels of Imi, my mother, hath he made mention of Shemi, my name, in Yeshayahu, Isaiah, in Isaiah 49 and 1. Yeremiah, Jeremiah, Ermias, to whom Exiavihir, the true good, the true God, Elohim, said, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, I, in Ermias, Jeremiah 1 and 5. David, for the words Miktam of David, in Psalm 16 and 1, hint that at his birth, his womb was whole. Yahweh said to her, Jehovah said to her, the one people shall be stronger than the other people, in Bereshit, Genesis 25, 23. That is, in the Olam Haba, the time to come. Thy mighty men, O Teman, O Teman, shall be destroyed, in Obadiah, 1 and 9. These words mean that after they have been dismayed, there will be no restoration of their strength. The end of the verse in Bereshit, in Genesis 25, 23. And the elder shall serve the younger, means, according to Rav Huna, that if Yaakov, Jacob, is worthy, the elder shall serve. But if Yaakov, Jacob, is not worthy, the elder shall be served. When David foresaw that Harasha, the ratchet, the wicked, would downpress the righteous, he besought HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he. Rebuke the nations, destroy the wicked, the ratchet, blot out their name, their Shem, Shemam, forever and ever, forever and ever. Ba'arta goyim ba'ta rasha shemama machita le'olama wa'ed. As for the enemy, they are come to an end, yet the fallen cities endure forever, yet the fallen cities endure forever. Hear, hear, hear today's daily psalm, Hebraically, Psalm 9, verse 7. Ha oye, tamu choravota lanetzach, we'arim. Natashta avada zikrama heima, that is, Yisrael's enemies have perished, but their cities that deserve to fall remain. Enemies such as Constantine, who built Constantinople, Philippus, who built Philippia, Antiochus, who built Antioch, Romulus, who built Rome, Iskender, Alexander, who built Alexandria, Seleucus, who built Seleucia. These enemies are come to an end, but the city that deserved to fall and that they built endure forever. But thou, if one dare speak reproachfully, the cities that thou didst destroy, their memorial is perished with them. Even the ruins of Yerushalayim and Zion, Jerusalem and Zion, are perished. As it is written in Yeshayahu, Isaiah 64:9, thy holy island cities are a wilderness. Zion is a wilderness. Yerushalayim, Jerusalem, a desolation. But Yahweh Jehovah endures forever, forever. Yahweh le'olam yeshev konena la'mishpat akiso. Means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu replies, those enemies were mortal. They are come to an end. They have been destroyed, downstroyed. A time, an hour will come when the cities that deserve to fall and that they built will also be destroyed, downstroyed, forever and ever, forever and ever. But Yahweh, Jehovah, immortal and enduring forever, having prepared his throne for judgment, having prepared Konein La Mishpat Akiso, having prepared his throne for judgment, Konein La Mishpat Akiso will rebuild Yerushalayim and Zion, Jerusalem and Zion, and the cities of Yehuda, of Judah. And as scripture says in Jeremiah 3 and 17, at that time, that hour, they shall call Yerushalayim, Jerusalem, the throne of Yahweh, of Jehovah. Another comment on, as for the enemy, they are come to an end, yet their fallen cities endure, yet their fallen cities endure forever, forever. Ha oyev tamu choravota lanetzach. Cities such as Caesarea, and Rome. But on the day of judgment, they will be destroyed, downstroyed. As it is said in today's daily psalm, Psalm 9, Hebraically, verse 7, thou, the eye, wilt destroy the cities. Their memorial shall perish. Their memorial shall perish with them. Indeed, it is written, Edom, saith. We were impoverished, but now we will return and build the cities lying in ruins in Malachi, in Malachi 1 and 4. But what does scripture go on to say? Thus saith Yahweh Sabaoth, Jehovah of hosts, Jehovah of armies, they shall build, but I will destroy, I will downstroy, deconstruct. A sophist asked Rav El-Asa, did not Hanabi, the prophet, declare, hey, don't say it, we were impoverished, but now we will return and build the cities lying in ruins? And did not Hanabi, the prophet, continue, thus saith Yahweh about, O Jehovah of hosts of armies, they shall build, but I will destroy? And yet, all that they built still stands. Rav El-Asa replied, quote, scripture does not speak in reference to your building, but in reference to your schemes. For whenever you sit down to scheme and take counsel against us, against I and I, resolving to build yourselves up and make an end of us, of I and I, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Idol One, blessed be He, ruins your schemes. The sophist said, as thou livest, it is so. Every year, as we come to make an end of you, a certain venerable being comes and blocks us. In still a different exposition, the verse is rendered, the destructions of the enemy shall come to a perpetual end. The destructions of the enemy shall come to a perpetual end in a different exposition. Ha oyev tamu choravota lanetach. The destructions of the enemy shall come to a perpetual end. It is taught in the name of Rav Eliezer HaKadosh Baruch Hu took an oath upon the throne of his glory that under the whole heaven there should be left neither sprig nor sprout of the seed of the race of Amalek, among Ammo, his people. It is Elohim's command that according to Devarim, Deuteronomy 25 and 7 and 19, Deuteronomy 25 and 19, thou shalt blot out the remembrance of Amalek from under Shemayim, from under the heavens, so that it can no longer be said, this tree is Amalek's, Amalek's. This camel is Amalek's, Amalek's. This ewe is Amalek's, Amalek's. Their cities wilt thou destroy. Their remembrance will perish with them, with Ari, Natashta, Abada, Zikram, Hema, Rav, Lewi, Levi, taught in the name of Rav, Aha, the name of HaElohim, the true good, the true God, will not be complete, and the throne of Yahweh, of Jehovah, will not be whole until the remembrance of Amalek, of Amalek, will have perished. Scripture says in Shemot, in Exodus 17, 16, the hand of Amalek is against the throne of Yahweh, of Jehovah. Where one would naturally expect it to say, against the throne of Yahweh, it is somewhat abridged. But not until the remembrance of Amalek perishes will the throne of Yahweh, Jehovah, be whole, and the name of Elohim complete. Thus, it is said in today's daily psalm, Psalm 9, Hebraically verse 7, the destructions of the enemy shall come to a perpetual end. Ha oyev tamu choravota lanetach. And directly after follow the words, Yahweh Jehovah is enthroned forever for ever. He hath prepared his throne for judgment. Vayahuah le'olam yeshev konein la'mishpat akiso. Here, behold, Hashem, the name is complete, and the throne, kiso, is whole.
Rastafari. Baruch Ata Adonai. Baruch Abba Yerushalayim. Baruch Ata Adonai. Baruch Abba Yerushalayim.
The man a general, if he get a youth, man a God's father, man a general. Them for no, man a general. God a thief, the angel of death. If he get a youth, don't fret. From you up life, you up everything. Them couldn't stop my brain, can't take my life. God love me so, can't take my soul. And every day I'm a break. Begs the heart upon the earth, more of a stare. Myself a day, a decent man, but still. When they come for me, all I can see is getting killed. That this mood of vice will never sound familiar. When I rise to the top, you know they wanna kill ya. Many wanna live my life, but my life is real. Never copy me, this emperor will kill ya. Get what you say, I'm not in life. No fear, no boy, I just so rule. Not in life, stop everything under control. You are flying, you are everything. Them couldn't stop my brain, can't take my life. That love me so, can't take my soul. I'm no. Going back for everything and more. I'm unstoppable. No, I got life, I don't know about tomorrow. Thank you, God, me no in a sorrow. In my mind, make use of my time. Shooting like an arrow. Standing still, but my voice is a shadow.
Hashem,